Abbiamo già detto quindi Hefer e Tov, the main features of the method which consists in expressing the three diagonal matrix T as the sum you remember the sum of block of two three diagonal smaller matrices plus rank one correction with only four entries different from zero. We saw how this matrix can be is unitarily similar, può essere ricondotta con una trasformazione unitaria, a to a diagonal matrix D the size of the matrices involved is n even equal to twice m, so we have here the n and here d sub n plus non-negative positive scalar rho multiplied by, we call it this column vector U. Where rho was the modulus of the entry V sub m, and U was defined, was obtained as the product of the unitary matrix. Unitarily, the matrix was Q multiplied by this vector where we set theta as this unitary complex number. Well, these were our settings. So, the last point we have shown is that the eigenvalues of this matrix, which are the eigenvalues of the original matrix, are the solutions of the so-called secular equation. Well, the secular equation is the following: 1 plus rho multiplied by the sum of these ratios The secular equation has this this form. Okay, in the book by Dan Mell, you will find the real case. So here you will find U sub I without the modulus, but this is not a problem. Let us call this rational function f of lambda. We know that there are exactly and distinct solutions. This function has some nice properties, which I will describe it, well describe it, by its graphic. It is quite immediate to realize that, let us set, for instance, n equal to 4. The presence of these differences in the denominators of these ratios corresponds to presence of n asymptotes for lambda equal to the four entries of the diagonal matrix D. In these points, the function f is not defined. We saw also that there is an horizontal asymptote for the value 1, because this quantity is infinitesimal for lambda tending to plus or minus infinity. So if here is 1. Moreover, the first derivative of f is simply given by rho by the sum. The derivatives of these terms are simply this moduli, the squares of the denominators, then here would be two signs minus for this and minus by the derivative, so the sign is again plus. And for any lambda different from the d sub i's, this quantity is strictly positive. So the function f is a monotonic, increasing monotonic function all over R. So with this information, we can make a rough draw of the graphic, which is the following. These are asymptotes. You see the function is increasing. Also here, it must be increasing. So this is we said an horizontal asymptote. So the behavior of f is completely described by that graph. We are interested in the solutions, the eigenvalues, which correspond to these four points. Well, the nice property, the most important property enjoyed by this function and shown by this graph is that the entry D separates the eigenvalues. It is a separation property. Separation property. The smaller lambda belongs to this interval, the second lambda, the third lambda, the last lambda sub I, four n. And when we know for each eigenvalue suitable separation intervals, the first idea is to apply Newton's method, in each interval. We can choose as starting point the middle points of this interval, and we have a fast convergence of second order. So second equation, Newton's method, fast convergence. Last point. This is important because it is the reason why this method can be preferred to other methods. I said to you that this is a good choice when we want to approximate not only the eigenvalues but also all the eigenvectors. What about the eigenvectors? The eigenvectors of which matrix? Of the transformed matrix. That is D plus eigenvectors of D plus raw U by U permission. This is the transformed matrix. Then, from the eigenvectors of this matrix, with the unitary transformation associated to Q, I will recover the eigenvectors. Even matrix. It can be shown that they have the following form D minus lambda identity, inverse, vector, u. At this point, I remind you that at this point I know b, I know lambda. Lambda has been approximated as a zero of this function f. I know u. This is an inverse, but it is an easy inverse because it is the inverse of a diagonal matrix. So this the entries of this diagonal matrix are again of this form, so they can be computed with n divisions. Why these vectors are eigenvectors? Well, I have to show that if I multiply a vector of this form by t, I will obtain a multiple of the same vectors, of the same vector with coefficient lambda. So I prove multiply. Sorry, not t. The matrix. The matrix b plus. That matrix by this vector will expand before we subtract and add the same matrix. For which reason? In order to multiply t minus lambda by the identity by its inverse. So this matrix, its inverse, u, the first term is the vector u. Then, this lambda multiplied by this term, the last term, rho, u Hermitian, the inverse. Again, what happens? The last term. Last term, you recognize here a term of the secular equation. Un pezzo, una parte che c'è nell'equazione secolare. L'equazione secolare. Second equation, la cancellata era 1 più rho uh inversa the equation was written in explicit form, but the sum came from the expansion of this scalar product. So the last term,
the term
which has been circled, is equal to minus 1. Because lambda is the zero of the function of the secular equation. This allows me to write, u. The second term, which has been left unchanged, minus Then I tell you, the first and the third vectors cancel, and only the second term is left. And this is what I wanted to find, because this is the eigenvalue. And this is the candidate to be an eigenvector. Eigenvalue, eigenvector. At this point, the most important properties of this method are shown. Here we find, if you are interested in some implementative details, because one of the difficulties of this algorithm, as all recursive algorithm, is the implementation. So the divide and conquer method began to be used only when someone succeeded in implementing it carefully. The last, but not least, method for approximating the eigenvalues, this is a general purpose method. It can be applied to any square matrix. It is an iterative method. It is the most frequently used also in commercial scientific software packages. I mean, the iterative QR, we find again, is acronymous QR, and the reason is that the method is deeply linked with the QR factorization, as I will show you soon. Method for computing all eigenvalues can be computed eigenvalues. A short description of the method. We start from the given matrix A. Some assumptions are required for a good convergence. We will see them later. You factorize the matrix A with the QR factorization. We know this factorization. We have said it in connection with the solution of the assistance. This factorization exists always. Can be found with household elementary transformations, matrices. It is not unique, but you will remember that it is substantially unique because two different QR capitalizations of the same matrix differs one from another only but a phase matrix. So, unique, but for a phase matrix, which is a phase matrix. Phase matrix is a diagonal matrix D with entries of models 1. It is a unitary generic, unitary complex general diagonal matrix. So two different factorization of this kind differs, I said it again, only about a factor of this type. Well, so how the method is defined? It is an iterative method. So a sequence of matrices is produced. They are defined because called the first beginning matrix A sub 1. The next matrix is defined and computed as the product of the two factors multiplied in reverse order. Commutativity does not hold, as you know, so this matrix is different from the previous, but it can be seen in two ways, in connection with the previous matrix. If you write here you introduce here the identity matrix expressed as the product of these two matrices is unitary. You recognize here the previous matrix. So you see that the new matrix is unitarily similar to the previous. This is a unitary transformation. If we do the same trick using R sub 1 instead of Q sub 1, you can write the same matrix also as we are using inverses, so we have assuming that the matrix is not simple. In this way, you see that the matrix, the new matrix, is expressible as R, the previous, the inverse R, or R. This is a similar transformation with an upper triangular associated matrix. Anyway, this matrix has the same eigenvalues, this is the important aspect, as A. So, I factorize again the new matrix with the QR procedure. identify the next matrix, A sub 3, again as the product of the QR factors in reverse order. For the same reason, general term is the general step factorize multiply. The immediate remark is that the computational cost appears heavy. If the matrix A is a full matrix, full matrix of size n, this factorization costs equal of the cube of n. The product of two matrices again has a cubic cost. This cost can be compressed if we apply the method to a matrix A structured. In other words, if the matrix A is not full, but if it has a Hessenberg form, or in the symmetric Hermitian case, a three-diagonal form, but we will say better this aspect later. I want to conclude the short description of the method. So this sequence of similar, unitarily similar, so this is the numerical stability of the computation is guaranteed by this property of the transformation. All the transformations are unitary transformation. So the conditioning of the problem cannot increase during the method. This sequence of matrices, the sequence of similar matrices. Well, the convergence of the sequence is to an upper triangular limit A sub k for k tending to infinity converges under reasonable assumptions to an upper triangular, this is the convergence is a substantial convergence in the sense that, as we will see later, we have not necessarily a convergence in the strict sense of the word, in the strictly upper triangular part of the matrix. That is, here there is not necessarily convergence in the right meaning of the term. Along the diagonal, instead, there is convergence in the strict meaning of the word. And since all these matrices are similar, the entries on the diagonal of the limit matrix must be the eigenvalues. In this matrix, I found
alone, we made
the diagonal. And eigenvalues I am looking for. What about the reduction of the computational cost? Even if the convergence occurred for I call them reasonable assumptions for a square matrix, full matrix, it is clearly preferable to apply the procedure to a sparse structural matrix A. I mean that it is mandatory a preliminary preprocessing of the problem preliminary reduction to Essenberg for telemetric A the Hessenberg form is a slight modification of the upper triangular form in the sense that there is an extra diagonal in the lower triangular part, a lower co-diagonal, how this reduction it must be similar reduction, preferably a unitary similar reduction. This reduction can be performed again with household transformation. You see that the household transformation are a multi-purpose tool, a powerful tool. I know it is sufficiently clear. If you have a given matrix, say 5 by 5, I give you a sketch of the possible use of household transformation in order to reduce a generic matrix A to Hessenberg form with with the first household unitary transformation structured in this way, this is the important part of the transformation, we put 0, 0, 0, 3 zeros in the first column of the matrix. Just remember that this is, we are not solving a linear system, so we must have a household matrix here, and its kind of transpose, which is itself on the right, but the product by the same matrix on the right does not destroy the zeros in this position, because since the matrix has this structure, the first column, here the first column of the identity, the first column is left unshaped. And one can go on by putting zeros in this position with further two transformations, and the final structure you see is just an Essenberg matrix. If A is Hermitian, you have to remember that unitary transformations maintain the property of being Hermitian. So if A is Hermitian, also the Heisenberg form must be, its Heisenberg form must be, H has to be Hermitian too. So in this case, the final matrix H is three-diagonal. So let us conclude for what concerns the computational costs. In the general case, we start with A, we obtain H here. The cost is cubic. To the Heisenberg matrix H, the QR method is applied. The property of being Heisenberg is invariant under upper triangular transformation. Upper triangular transformation. Also, this must be remarked. If now I start from H. First step, we factorize. The factorization, the QR factorization of an Heisenberg matrix costs n squared. The new matrix H sub 2 is the similar transformed of the previous, and the transformation has a transformation matrix which is upper triangle. Well, what happens if I multiply a Heisenberg matrix both on the left and on the right by an upper triangular matrix? The result is again Heisenberg. Triangular, also the inverse is triangular, the inverse of a triangular is triangular 2. It is easy to check that the product of a triangular by an Heisenberg, a Heisenberg, is again Heisenberg. In each of the two products, I multiply this by this, and I obtain again this H sub 2. Again, Heisenberg. So, resuming. Any step costs the complete step consists in the factorization and in the product in reverse order. The This also, this product can be done in it is not so clear how it can be done, but it is true, can be done in a quadratic amount, with a quadratic amount of flops. All became linear if A is Hermitian, we have linear costs. In the general cost, in the general case, quadratic costs per step. In the Hermitian case, linear costs per step. So at this point is clear that the preprocessing of the matrix gives important computational advantages. Let us, before the break, give the main result of convergence. Some assumptions are the same we required for the power method. The convergence assumptions eigenvalues all distinct in models. Let me follow the same order. There is also diagonalizability. I don't remember if it is put in the top. It is not very important. Second assumption, the eigenvalues we order lambda sub 1 in the spectral radius, all distinct in models. All different from zero, so the matrix is also invertible. The strangest assumption is the third. The inverse of X, the inverse of X is LU factorizable. It is strange since we are dealing with QR factorizations, and here a condition, an assumption regarding the, LU factorization is required. This is a cryptic assumption. Remember that there exist invertible matrices which do not have this type of factorization. So the third assumption is effective. It is important. It is required. Well, if all these assumptions are fulfilled, then
The convergence.
The convergence of what? The sequence. The right, the correct form in which convergence is stated and can be shown is the following. The limit of the sequence of the triangular parts R sub k multiplied each of them on the left by some matrix S sub k information and S sub k minus 1 on the left. This limit exists. These matrices are suitable phase matrices. This limit exists and it is equal to the limit of an analogous sequence modified, obtained by the principle, the main sequence A sub k, modified also in this case by the presence of phase matrices for k tending to, which tends to infinity. The limit is t, we call it t, upper triangular. What about the sequence of the unitary factors of the factorizations? Also, this sequence converges in this strange sense. The presence of phase matrices which play the role of adjusting the off-diagonal terms of the limit. Also for this sequence we have that the limit exists. We have here k minus 1 and here k. The limit is the event. A comment. The proof is not too complicated. Is not too complicated to explain if we omit the presence of this substantially useless phase matrix, phase matrices. So we will show that these three sequences converge. The convergence will be shown omitting the phase factors, the phase matrices which make the proof very boring and more complicated with respect to what it deserves. Okay. Ci fermiamo qui i soliti 5-10 minuti per prendere fiato e poi facciamo la dimostrazione e con qualche commento su poi l'uso che viene fatto di questo algoritmo anche per situazioni diverse. Okay.